Well, good morning, congregation. So nice to see each and every one of you here, and I want to say that I'm thankful that I'm here. And I also want to reflect upon each and every one of our Christmases. I'm sure we all got what we wanted, or think we did anyway. But we all know what gift we did receive come Christmas Day, if we only ask for it. And that's eternal life and Savior from our Lord Jesus. I had a quote friend of mine, Tina Aldridge, you know, asked me, did I get enough coal this year? So I want to thank that young lady for that. But it was all good. We all could reflect on our family time that we had. And this family here that we're with today is one of my cherished families, each and every one of you. I appreciate that. And I love each and every one of you. We have some prayer requests today. Alan Allerton's neighbor, Larry Bennett, just had a heart transplant, and we just pray that all continues to go well with him. So far, everything is going well. Debbie Nicewinder, she's going to have some tests coming up. I'd like you to remember my mother-in-law. She wasn't feeling quite up to coming today. I'd like to have her remembered in prayer. And also one of the stalwarts of our church, Merle Keck, he's got some blood circulation problems. I'd like to make sure we remember him and Maggie in prayer today. And also, we know that we got a lot of people traveling. A lot of the snowbirds are heading down to Florida or on their way or wherever they're going. I'm only speaking to myself. I'm in a dodo bird classification. I'll be here all winter. So don't have to worry about that. And I know that each and every one of us may have an unspoken prayer request, and we can show that by raising our hand. And right now, I'd just like to offer a prayer for the Lord Jesus Christ to bless our offering. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we're just so thankful, Lord, that we can be here today in your house. And Lord, we know that our feelings are that you are here with us today, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that you'll bless each and every one of us. We pray, Lord, that you'll watch over and bless our pastor as he is with his family down in Texas and reflecting upon our church and planning for the year ahead. And we're just asking, Lord, that each one of us can step up and do our duty for our church and for you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we just pray that you'll bless this offering that we are about to take. And we just pray and bless your most heavenly name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, by the way, we can release the kids to Children's Church. I was reminded of that four times and just about forgot it anyway.
Some Christmas songs, we just got to stand.
It came. Thank you.
my book. It's Deanna's fault. Go tell it on the mountain.
To the Lord on the earth, let us sing. joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have.
Pastor's gone, and his wife are in Texas. They'll be back soon. And Brother Ben is one of our own. We're so proud of him, and we're glad to have him bringing the message this morning.